Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting second. The center fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins bunts and there's an error on the play. Kramer scores. Mayo moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball four. Higgins moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field. Dickshot picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dickshot. Mayo scores. Higgins scores. Wakefield goes all the way around to score. Outlaw moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carnett for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky throws to second for one, and Webb throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mayo moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Shock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Webb reaches second base with a double. Tresh goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Tigers. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott. Richards reaches second base with a double. Wakefield goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carnett for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Obermeyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mayo scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Wakefield hits a fly ball towards center. Carnett settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Carnett. Higgins scores. York goes all the way around to score. Wakefield moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Trotsky moves to third. Dickshott moves to second. Gray Clark pinch hits for Orville Grove. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wade now pitching. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Richards strikes out. 1 out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Overmeyer strikes out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoover. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Hoover steals second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoover scores. It's 9-1, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Jordan now catching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field. Kurt Wright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kurt Wright. York moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Jordan to Schalk covering second. The throw back to home, and York is out at the plate. Wakefield moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to home to get Wakefield. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Overmyer hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Obermeyer covering, for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Webb reaches second base with a double. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mayo moves to third. York moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Outlaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jordan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Obermeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-3 in the game. Curtwright hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoover hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stubby Obermeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Overmyer hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoover moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoover scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 10-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickshot throws the ball into Webb, who relays the ball to Shock, who tags Higgins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kramer scores. Mayo moves to third. 2 outs. It's 11-1, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayo scores. It's 12-1, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dickshot hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-1 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickshot moves to third. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dickshot scores. Jordan moves to second. It's 12-2, Tigers. Vince Castano pinch hits for Jake Wade. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 0-for-4 in the game. Shock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.